Hey, everybody, you're listening to Trends.
T-R-E-N-D-Z.
That's right. That's the answer. Trends ends with a Z on this program. Trends is an audio program where we are given a topic each episode.
By our wonderful benefactor, Sir Laughs a Lot.
Benefactor.
Not actually him, but he sent somebody to give it to us.
Yeah, there's layers of people. And so it's handed down to us, and we have to explore every facet of that topic.
Yes, like we're a great adventurer in the African landscape in the 1400s. England, you know, we're chopping. Yep.
Exactly. Yep. That is how we go about our business. I am, of course, your host, Levi. One of your hosts.
I'm Dan Hetzel.
Dan Hetzel. We're co-hosts. We host together.
Yes.
We cooperate.
Host squared.
In the hosting. And we are here to tell you guys a story.
Oh, we're doing this?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You remember the story we rehearsed?
Yeah.
You have a dead blank look in your eyes.
Well, I don't know.
Dan doesn't remember.
There was a beginning, right? And an end.
That's how all stories are.
Well, good stories. Not all stories. Do you ever listen to somebody that can't tell a story? It's pretty painful.
Yes, I have.
Like, yeah. You know, it's like, get to the meat of it, you know? Yeah.
Are you done with your story about someone without a story?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's a beginning and an end.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I don't remember the middle so much, but.
Okay. So there was a woodsman.
Yep.
Right?
Yes. He had the golden axe.
Exactly. He had a golden axe that could chop through any form of wood, no matter the grain, no matter how old the tree, no matter how thick the tree.
Even the mighty redwood. And petrified wood.
That's true. Wood that was so scared, he could chop through it.
Yep.
With
that's
one
probably,
swing.
It's probably most wood, actually.
Yeah. If wood is sentient, it's petrified. We can all agree.
Yes.
He swung with one mighty blow clear through any tree.
And sometimes he'd have to watch, he'd kind of have to check himself, because if he kept that swing going, it would just cut right into the earth. Because think about it, the earth is not as strong as the wood on a tree.
Well, the golden axe, if you wield it improperly, can actually cut a hole in the time-space continuum.
Yeah, so he's got to be careful. If he
exactly.
does a full 360 with it, like,
right.
you know, because he gets into that swing. Like if it comes back around 360, time loop. Time
I'm so glad up. You're acting it out as you describe swinging the axe. That's a,
you can't help but do that.
It's an important part of storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting completely still while I talk.
You are.
Just should mention. He would swing his mighty axe. He could cut a hole in time. He could destroy whole worlds with his axe if he wasn't careful. But he was a woodsman, so he put all that energy into cutting trees. But one day, he came to a tree, and the axe did not go through on its first swing.
Yes, it just made a dull boom.
Exactly. And he was flustered, befuddled.
He actually dropped the axe. The axe cut into the earth a little bit. He had to catch it quick before it went.
Yeah, it began to split a tear into the earth's crust, but he managed to grab the axe before it went too deep.
He came to his senses, as a woodsman does. I mean, woodsman reacts very quickly. He only has a second or two before a tree falls on him. So
exactly.
His reflexes are quick.
Cat-like.
Very cat-like.
Or actually, you know what people should say? Woodsman-like. Reflexes.
Yeah, or mongoose-like, like a mongoose woodsman.
True.
Because only a mongoose could take on the King Cobra, as we learned in Rikki Tikki Tavi.
Which is the story we've just shared with you today, Rikki Tikki Tavi.
Thank you.
He fought off the mother cobra and defended the family he lived with.
Oh, and the woods around him, as a good
exactly.
woodsman should.
And there was no hole cut in the earth's crust.
Or the time continuum.
Exactly.
Happy times for everybody.
I love that story.
That is a good story. I do remember it now.
It's touching. It's got a beginning, a middle, another beginning, another middle, and an end.
Yeah.
That's the best kind of story.
Sure. Yeah. I like that way to tell a story.
You seem very skeptical, and that is... Well, I'm not going to take too much offense, but you don't...
Gentlemen.
Oh, wow. Just come on in, yeah. I guess.
I have a summons for you.
A summons?
I'm sorry, what did I say?
A summons. We have to go somewhere?
No.
Whoa.
I'm up.
Don't beat yourself up. Oh, he's literally punching himself. Stop. Stop beating yourself.
Why? Every time. All right.
You have a document.
Sir, get it together.
Yeah, this is embarrassing.
We're like recording right now. They can hear you. You can hear me?
Yes, people can. Yeah, people can.
God.
Sir, stop. Sir. It's unnecessary.
Stop it.
Not in the studio, okay?
You have a package for us, I think.
Something. You have some documentation of some kind?
Yeah. Here it is. Which one do I give it to?
I'll take it. Just don't hit me.
What was that? Did I look like I was going to hit you? Well, I'm sorry.
No, no. Don't hit yourself.
Why?
Stop.
Why? Ah, why?
Sir, sir.
You need to calm the fuck down,
seriously.
Sir.
We don't mean to be critical, because it's fine. But,
You don't need to leave me. Sir? But, Tim.
Okay. Here.
Oh, he's just
sir.
Going back the way he came.
Oh, a tunnel.
He's oh man, did you see that?
Yes, I did.
He's flagelling himself or whatever that thing is. Is that what it's called?
Flagelling.
Yeah.
Flagellating.
Flagellating. Flagellating himself. Yeah.
Which is.
When that word was coming out, I knew it wasn't going to be
flagelling.
Right. I did it anyway.
I like it.
You take a risk sometimes.
You do. When you open those lips, you don't know what's coming out.
No.
You don't know. I'm gonna open this envelope because I'm curious what would be so important that a guy would hurt himself about.
Well, he did that just like a woodsman would. One quick tear.
That's right.
Do you have a golden finger?
I have a golden fingernail. Just one on my thumb. Yeah. It's painted. What? I painted it gold.
But still. What just kind of nail polish do you use? That must have given you the power.
It's a shimmery gold Maybelline.
Shimmery gold Maybelline. Okay.
Yeah. You going to pick it up?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'll be the silver.
Oh.
I'm able to do it in one tear, two tears.
Right. Well, we didn't get into that story. Another day.
What does it say, man?
So we've got the damp and warm Sir Lancelot seal. And if I flip it over, it says towels.
What?
Towels. T-O-W-E-L-S.
No Z.
No, that's...
Yeah, he doesn't...
That's just trends.
He fights that Z all the way.
Yeah, that's really the only thing we brought to the table. That's the only thing he allowed.
The active rebellion we've done against him.
So our trends topic today is...
Towels.
We will...
Oh, yo, what's up, John?
Oh, Jompers. So glad you're here.
Yeah, I got something for you here. Watch your hands. Sorry, it's hot.
Oh, is that a hot towel?
Yeah.
It's Jompers.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is the last sent him.
Oh, that, wow, it's still hot.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Can I have one?
I'm never sure if I'm supposed to clean my hands or my face. What is it? I don't know what I'm supposed to do
just
with a hot towel.
Just wherever you want, man.
Oh, I just feel like there's a right thing to do with a hot towel.
It's a towel. It's a hot towel, man. Be happy you got one. How often in your life do you walk around and get a goddamn hot towel?
14 times.
Now, I'm gonna put you under the spotlight, right?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Now, 14 times.
Yeah, that's how many times I've, in my life, gotten a hot towel.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, this week or something.
No, in my whole life.
Oh, of course, that makes sense. That makes sense. I've probably only done it about that amount of time.
I'm not in the lap of luxury.
No, I mean, but whenever, I have actually done it more than that, I think it's about a couple hundred, because when I take my bitches out for a first date, I take them to a hot towel place, any place got a hot towel.
Really?
Yeah, bitches like that shit.
That's, ladies are impressed by the hot towel?
Hot towel, hell yeah, you can't get that shit at IHOP or Mickey D's or any Denny's, I wouldn't even take a woman to those places.
Nor should
she
you.
She requested it, yeah.
I wouldn't go to those places.
Yeah, so a hot towel is something special, man.
Yeah, I
rub it wherever the fuck you want.
I'm just gonna stick to the hands and gently about the face area, and actually, the back of the neck is
get your
that's refreshing.
Neck.
That's nice.
People always think the back of the neck is clean. Let me tell you something. It's dirtier than you think.
Well, is the hot towel really about cleanliness, or is it more of a comforting, soothing quality?
Oh,
really?
Yeah, okay. That's what I think. Because whenever I have one, I feel real good. If they're scented with lemon, kind of clears my pores.
Oh, is this? This does have a lemon scent.
They're random, though. They're random.
You what's Dan's? Lemon. Dan, what do you got?
Easy.
You can't process it?
Either. Licorice.
Black licorice or red licorice?
Anus.
Anus.
What?
Anus. It's with an I. You said anus. I think that's
different.
Yeah, that's
different. How it's spelled. A-N-A-I-S. Anus.
I think that's anus.
A-N-I-S.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Yeah, don't argue with him, man. But thank you. Black licorice is not my favorite thing.
Oh, I love black licorice.
That's what you get, Dan, when you play the game of towels. Sometimes you lose.
It's true.
What?
It's true, Dan.
You had a game of towels.
Yeah, the game of towels. You lost.
I guess I did. All right. Can you get me another one? Yeah, here you go, man.
Well, what's that smell like?
Curry.
Oh, you love curry.
Yeah, I love curry. This is fantastic. Thank you, John.
Can I switch up?
Yeah.
I liked mine, but I'll take another one.
Well, you still got some dampness on you.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah, not just any
cinnamon.
Curry. Yeah, not just any curry.
What's that?
This is my special curry.
What is it?
Oh, my knockabout curry.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I can't tell you what's in it, man, but everything's in it. It's like 120 ingredients.
That's terrifying.
No. They're all good ingredients, pure quality ingredients.
I know. I'm just afraid of what you would do to curry.
Well, you smell it, right?
Yeah,
smells delicious, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's making your like stomach just be like, hey.
Savory with a little sweet.
Yeah, a little citrus.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Some flowery.
Flowery overtones. Yeah, for sure. With that curry kick.
Exactly.
Yeah. And knock about. It'll knock you about, man.
I get it.
You put it in your mouth, man, you wouldn't be able to finish this show. You'd just be like.
I'm not going to put it in my. It's a towel.
I'll try it.
Dan, don't put my. Okay, why are you eating? Dan's chewing on a towel. For everyone who can't see that.
I wouldn't do this if you're not a texture person.
I'm not a towel chewer. I don't.
Dompers. I've had many bowls of your knockabout curry, and I must say, I haven't even tasted that one. That is the finest that I have ever tasted.
That's just a towel. I know.
Think about it.
It's not curry. Just a towel.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. But I'll give you a little secret, my man. After the show, we're going to have a knockabout party. All right.
Hey, Jumpers, while you're here, maybe you rarely get to do this. Do you want to hit the break button?
I would love to. Where is it?
Dan, we...
That's right here, man. You fucking installed it.
Yeah, you should know where it is.
Gotcha.
Welcome back to Trends.
You knew it was going to happen sooner or later, right?
What, that we'd come back?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened.
Yep.
So, the topic on the table. Towels. Towels is the topic on the table.
Yep, it's steaming on the table, actually.
Oh, yeah, there literally are still towels on the table.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, thanks, Jumpers. You can head back out to the lobby. No offense.
No offense taken, man. That's my job. I got to do my job.
Yeah.
We'll be back for that break button. You best believe it.
I believe you.
You better.
Deal.
Done. Your deal is done, my man.
Deal. Good.
Deal with it now.
Deal.
Yeah, I'm done with this. I'm fucking done with this. All right.
Oh, he's actually storming off. I thought he was trying to be kind of silly, but he doesn't. It's not a silly guy.
No.
It's
not he takes umbrage at silliness.
That's true.
We have a hard time sometimes because I'm pretty silly.
Umbrage taker.
Yes.
Umbrage taker? I like a very large towel. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that.
Like twice as big as the length of your body?
Not quite, but yes, to that scale.
Like a beach towel type of thing where you actually like lay down on it?
But I like that for a shower. And I take a shower in the morning. I want a towel that...
So you wipe off with beach towels?
Well, no, I like a big hotel, like a big white hotel towel that's like the size of a beach towel.
I'll be honest, you probably like those colorful beach towels that have pictures of like the sun and coconuts and penguins.
Palm trees. Penguins? Wait. Penguins?
Yeah.
On the beach?
Yeah, they have tropical penguins.
Where? Who does?
Down in
Polynesia. When? Why? How? What?
Look it up on the internet, man.
Okay. Oh, I see that right here.
They're called the hothead pigeon.
Penguin. Wait, they are called the hothead pigeon.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Why would a penguin be called a hothead pigeon?
Because they don't look like regular penguins. You see what I'm saying? They
this
actually
looks like
are
a pigeon.
Smaller and it looks like a pigeon that's just kind of walking upright and wobbling.
But it's a penguin.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first person who classified it, they didn't know it was a penguin until a couple years ago.
Because it looked like a pigeon.
Yeah. Oh. And everybody said, how could there be a, you know, penguin down in the tropics, down in Polynesia?
So they said it must be a pigeon, hothead pigeon.
Well, I think they got it and cut one open and they figured it out. It had the same, you know, physiology as a penguin.
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah.
And it warms the eggs under its feet.
Yep. Even though it doesn't need to.
No,
so that's why the babies call hotheads. You know, that's where they got their name. Like when they come out, their heads are actually like steaming. You can actually like fry an egg on their head. They've done experiments where they've.
That'd be amazing to see. Yeah.
You can just use it. They crack.
Oh, I'm doing that. Oh wow! Look at this.
Yeah. It cooks it in like less time.
Cracked an egg on the baby bird.
Yeah, it doesn't cook the
whole
egg.
No, just the middle, like the top where the.
If you just like the yolks.
Oh, that guy's gonna eat the egg.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cute little bird.
Yeah, but I bet it's a good egg.
Maybe. I mean, it's...
Probably still got that...
Got feathers on it.
Mucus and shit on it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's weird. I don't want to watch too many videos.
It's understandable.
Right now.
So you like a big towel, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like fluffy towels.
Yeah?
Yeah, like really fluffy.
Like a ultra-absorbent kind of?
Sure, just something that, like, you know, won't be, like, so... You know, when I actually wipe off, I actually feel dry, you know, because a lot of times you just kind of wipe off and you're still kind of, you know, wet. And I like to get dry everywhere, you know. So.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you don't want to be wet getting
dressed.
I do
that cartoon thing where you put one end.
But on each side?
On each
go back
side,
and
but
forth.
Also I save for the last.
Between the...
you know,
the naughty bits
down below. Yeah, downstairs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't have to act it out. You can stop acting it out. Stop acting it out with the microphone cord. Please stop.
I just want you to be sure.
I get it. I get it.
But I said that for the last. You can figure out why.
Thanks. Now, you know, I did some high school athletics when I was in high school. Yes.
And I watched some when I was in high school.
Right, right. Not the same high school.
No.
Of course. No. But there is a locker room situation when you're in high school.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
And they give you some skimpy, beat up old towels.
They're like the worse than the towels they use in prison.
Probably. I haven't been to prison, but I know.
Just trust me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going
to
argue.
They don't give a lot of money to schools. They give less money to schools than they do to the prisons. So.
That's true, actually, because now a lot of prisons are private owned now.
Yeah, and they're so just public businesses. Schools, yeah, they're just
not as much money.
Basically, we're keeping slavery alive.
And a lot of kids go right from dropping out of public schools into prison.
Yes, they do.
You know what?
They say that prison degree, you know, they entice them with that, get your degree in prison.
Exactly. And if anyone's wondering, this is the message of the episode. Each episode has underlying societal message.
Oh, we're doing this?
We haven't ever made it clear. Oh. But if you listen to our episodes, you'll notice a message that we're commenting on society.
G.I. Joe thing at the end? You know,
yeah.
And the He-Man.
But we don't usually say it. But ours is, kids are getting a better education in prison. Yep. Like, that's the message. So I did high school athletics, and there's a thing in movies where guys have, like, a damn towel, and they're snapping each other with it. You know, like, that's real.
Oh, I know it's real.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, and it hurts if they're doing it right.
Yeah, you get a clean, crisp, you know, it's just the right wetness.
Yeah, and guys in high school are always very nice.
Monsters.
And yeah, they're fucking the biggest assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you just took a gun and mowed them down, like, I think the world would be a better place, you know?
You suddenly have a black trench coat on. What's happening while you're saying this?
It's just the lighting, man.
Well, okay. Just suddenly you look like...
I used to have a trench coat. Do you know that?
And long hair?
That was the darkest, probably the darkest days. I had a trench coat and it was growing my hair out three different lengths. So,
right. Know. And then Black Sabbath.
I would go
was
places
playing.
And wonder why people were laughing at me. And yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm glad you didn't mow anyone down.
Oh, of course not. Why would I?
Well, you were filled with rage and being abused. By
well, you take it out on other
teen
boys.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, my parents. I used to chop wood for them and stuff like that. So you take that anger out on that.
Oh, you chopped the wood angrily.
Shark, yeah.
You wish you had a golden axe. Would have saved
you
time.
Oh my God! But then the anger would have been there still. So it's not.
It's true. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
So mostly the teasing and the bullying and the abuse you suffered in high school resulted in a lot of finely chopped wood for your folks' fires.
Yes.
And so it's a net good.
Yeah,
it's a net good.
Yeah.
You should probably find those bullies and thank them for all those warm nights.
If I ever see them, I guess I will. I
you should look them up. Hey, I'm going to go on Facebook and I'll just look them up right now. You said one of them was named Anthony...
Anthony Rogers.
Oh, Anthony Rogers.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to plug him in. And, yep, he's on here. I'm on your account. I'm just going to go ahead and friend him through your Facebook account. And then you guys can send a...
I just want to make sure he's... Because he's going to see some dark stuff.
Already hit friend. So Anthony's going to probably checking in with you. He is. He's wearing a Herman Cain shirt in this photo.
God damn it.
So you guys are going to be connected.
Maybe he likes pizza.
And then probably he does.
Yeah.
He looks a little overweight. Probably some pizzas involved.
It's one of the best ways to get overweight, I would say.
Yeah.
That'd be the way I like to get overweight. Pizza?
Pizza?
Pizza, yeah.
I would love, if we're talking about how to get overweight.
Yeah.
I would enjoy eating like a bucket of ice cream a day.
Oh,
like
good.
A big, like a, you know, those gallon bucket, like the kind they get at like.
What if you just had that with a Ben and Jerry's ice cream though, right?
I think it should be like kind of gross, like the chocolate marshmallow, really bad, not even delicious.
Nope. No,
part of it is that like I'm ashamed and I'm not enjoying it. Like that's how I want to get obese.
Oh, really? You don't enjoy it?
No, no.
But it, was, okay.
It should be unpleasant in all ways.
Okay, all right.
You want to disagree with me because it's so sad.
Well, no, it is sad.
You should picture it.
I am. What do you think?
You're picturing it.
Yeah. Like you deserve better ice cream, man.
Thank you. That's nice. That's really nice of you to say.
Yeah,
and then the coup de grace is I'm going to be sitting just on a beat up old couch, nothing but a towel, eating ice cream.
Hey, but you're fat and it's a big towel.
Is my belly gross? You know what? Eventually, you know how you've gotten to your sort of limit weight is when it's not a twice around towel anymore and it's a once around.
Yeah, you have to staple two towels together.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, so then you get to a point where you're like, how many towels am I?
Yeah,
like
for me, if those staples are there and I do that thing, you know, like here.
What are you doing?
Here, you know?
No, what are you doing?
The staples are going to cut me down there.
What are you doing? Oh, the between the legs.
Oh, I need to do it with the cord.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Oh, I see.
Yeah, see if they're stapling two together.
But you're so you're so big at this point, you can't even really reach behind your back. So you're just like dragging it on the floor.
Good point.
And you're not, you can never get fully dry.
Good point.
No towel can get somebody who's enormously overweight dry. Because there's so many places for water to hide.
That's just not a mutant ability?
Getting dry?
Like, you know, like being big, and maybe that's a guy's mutant power that he just can't get dry.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
X-Men, Obesitor!
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You can't get dry. He's always wet and sopping and sweaty. And
so if there's ever a situation like, oh, we're too dry!
Mm-hmm.
And he would show up.
Yeah, and he hangs out with Aquaman all the time.
Yeah, they're like day and day.
Even though they're Jumping publishing houses.
Yeah, yeah. Well, every once in a while,
it happens.
They come together, right?
And it always works out. It's
always a great
every
book.
I think the majority of those worked out beautifully.
You know what would be hard to do is list any times when it hasn't.
Yeah, that would be really hard.
No one could do it.
We would be sitting here all night with silence.
No, but if we tried to list all the successes,
yeah,
that would again take all night.
Yeah.
Just to list all the successful mergings of the major comic book publishing houses.
I think they should do Married with Children and X-Men.
I believe that's been done. You didn't see that one?
Yeah, it has been.
Oh, Chompers is
so you know. I got through the issues. We can look at it at a knockabout, you know, knockout curry party. All right, guys.
Oh, he's out. He's out of here. He just took off.
Yeah.
That's unusual. This is a little touchy, but have you heard the term towel head?
Yeah, those are those candies by Farrar Dan, right? They had lemon heads and Boston
candies
and towel
heads. Yeah. And
they're like half a like a little brown shriveled up bean that looked nasty, and then the other half was like this beautiful sugar coating that was like a towel, right?
Exactly. But those are like a they're racist candy.
Those are different times. I mean, you know.
You could still get them.
You can still get them.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, this kind of racist.
I was in the market the other day, and I hadn't been to the candy aisle in a while, and I wasn't going to get any candy because I'm trying to avoid it.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
So, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to see what's happening on the candy aisle.
Things change. Like, I like doing that too.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
What's new? What's old?
What do I recognize? What's something terrifying and new and sour?
Exactly.
Like it's going to kill you.
Exactly. Do they have fruit by the foot still? Yeah.
Well,
is that
a
thing?
Will my face melt from sourness? Great.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's atomic. Like, this has got the word
rope.
Atomic.
You ever see the Nerds rope?
Yes.
Yes. I actually had one of those.
That's bizarre.
Bizarre, but it was...
It's like licorice with nerds all over it.
It's like they just took undried licorice and like... Threw it in a pile of nerds. And
exactly.
They
whipped it into it.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones style.
Yep. All types of flavors of nerds.
So I'm in the candy aisle, just going perusing, you know, just looking through. Like,
yeah, as you do. You can only peruse
well,
the
candy aisle. They have gummy colas. See. There's gummy Mountain Dews.
They have gummy pretty much.
It's gummy everything.
Yeah.
You say the word gummy and then whatever,
yep.
It's in the aisle.
Somebody's probably listening. If they don't make it, they will soon.
And then I get to the towel heads. And you know, I knew about these when I was young.
Yeah.
And I was like, I thought they were gone because they're so.
Even when I was a kid, I kind of realized they were wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This isn't right, but it's so delicious.
Exactly. And even that's weird because they look like they shouldn't be good. Like it's shriveled
nasty.
Up.
Yeah. It's like, it almost looks like it's past its expiration date, but then you realize it's, you know, industrialized manufactured candy, so it's good till, you know,
exactly.
2005.
It's never going to.
Yeah.
It might be the same batch that they have.
Yeah. The original batch they fucking made.
But the candy section, it was like a clear section of it, and it said retro, like at the header of it. And it was all these old, like they had candy cigarettes, which is mostly gone, you know, like inappropriate also, telling kids.
The first, I would get those, and then like, because they were covered in that like kind of powder.
Yeah, without pink tip.
Yeah, the first, I'd blow on it, and then it looked like I was smoking.
Yeah.
The first couple, it would only work like two or three times. That first one was beautiful.
Yes, exactly.
You know, like you're smoking, and you'd have to eat this nasty ass little. Like,
so now, when you smoke a cigarette, do you ever pretend that you're eating candy? Like, has it come full circle?
I'm going to next time.
You should. Next time you're having a cigarette for the first time, just pretend like you're biting into it, so people think
it's
a candy cigarette.
It's not a real cigarette. I can have more of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I won't die.
And you won't get cancer.
Nobody gets cancer from candy.
No, they sound similar, but that's all they have in common.
Pretty much.
Cancer candy.
You want to give candy to somebody with cancer, so you know to make them happy.
That'll bring a smile to anyone's face.
Especially a towel head. Not really.
No. So I was upset. I saw this candy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I should do something about it. So I grabbed a package of it, and I went up to one of the registers, and I said, I'd like to speak to a manager.
Good for you.
It was a self-service checkout.
Oh.
So it was nobody was there.
Yep, there's your
I was just talking to the machine.
And it's going, please place items.
That's all it kept saying. Yeah. Exactly. Please place towel heads. I want to see a manager. And please I set them on there and it said, towel heads.
Yep, loud as can be.
And then
towel heads.
And then people started looking at me. Yep. Like they thought I was saying it or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
And I got really embarrassed. And I got into a fight with the robot. It's like, you can't say towel heads.
Towel heads.
Towel heads, $2.99. Yep. And then I was mad about how expensive they were, because it's a 12-ounce package.
You should be able to buy those for like 10 cents or something.
Right, but even now, I mean, there's, you know, it's just a bag of sugar. It shouldn't be that much money.
I know, right? Just different forms.
Again. And I wasn't going to buy it. I just needed to let someone know they were inappropriate. So I just kept yelling, and it escalated, you know, and I was like, no, you're a towel head, you know, and I started yelling it.
Oh.
And then I looked over next to me, and there was a guy who had a head... headscarf, a head wrapping, and he looked kind of mad.
Well, who wouldn't be? He was actually wearing a towel for a head, literally.
Well, it's not even a towel. I mean, that was my initial complaint.
That is true. That's more of like a... That's
such a stupid stereotype. I mean, it's... They have, like, beautiful silks and scarves to wrap and hide their hair.
Like, you would... It would be like your height of, you know... If you were rich, getting this guy's thing to wipe you down with. You know,
exactly. Towel, you know? Right. I would never be able to...
His head towel. I just said head towel.
I know. You can't help it. It's the culture we grew up in.
We're inundated with it, so it's...
It's the same reason people smoke, because of candy cigarettes. It's the same thing.
Right.
So I was screaming, you know, you're a towel head, and then I looked over at the guy, and then I was trying to show... I was, like, holding up the candy, you know, like, no, it's not me! The candy's wrong, and... And he just, you know, did that thing where you hold your hands up, like, please don't hurt me, you know, like crazy guy in the grocery store. And so I just bought them and got out of there. Like, I didn't know what to do. And I just sat in my car eating them.
I'll take them. We can go to the grocery store. I'll have that conversation with the manager. I'll make sure we get to the manager.
No, I want you to talk to the robot.
I'll talk to the robot, too.
Because she was a bitch.
No, oh, yeah, we'll talk to the robot first, because we got to set the robot straight. Like,
yeah.
Nobody talks to you that way, you know, especially a robot bitch.
No, she just kept, please, place the item in the bag.
It's like, bitch, all I got to do is unplug you. Shut the fuck up.
I couldn't find the plug.
Oh, it's pretty easy. You can just, you know, I'll show you next time.
Thanks, man. I shouldn't probably.
Or you just start grabbing stuff and scanning it, make her go crazy, and then you just don't pay for it and you walk out.
That's a good idea.
Because fuck her.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
So I say next time we just put her on overload, and you know, and if she gets real uppity, we unplug the bitch.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're doing that.
And then we're going to the manager.
Yeah, and saying, hey, the register is broken. Can I get these towel heads from you?
Can I just get these? These are racist, by the way.
They're good, though.
Yeah.
Racism is sweet sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
Especially with towel heads. That should be the slogan. Racism is sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Finally sweet.
That's a great idea.
Yep.
Maybe we should take a break.
Oh, hang on. Let me get jumpers.
Oh, that's right. You wanted to... You hitting the jumpers button?
What's the fuck? I'm busy right now.
Hi, jumpers.
Yo, what's up? You know, I'm out here reading my book, man.
Yeah, we need to take a break. Dan's not supposed to hit the break button anymore. You're going to hit the break button?
Get your hand away from it, Dan.
Yeah, don't... Guys, don't...
Well, then hit the fucking button,
guys,
dude.
Guys, guys.
Cut it out,
guys,
man. Don't
guys,
fucking hit me.
Guys,
yeah,
guys.
I'll hit you when I want to.
Guys, 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 guys.
Man, here's your fucking break. Get...
Welcome back to Trends.
Welcome back, one and all.
We're talking about towels.
Sort of.
Yeah, I mean, it's there. It's in there. It's in the meat of it.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think.
Well,
paper towels. Like, do you prefer, like, you know, sometimes, like, when you're out of paper towels.
Go ahead.
And you go grab some toilet paper.
Go ahead.
You
ever do that?
Yeah. Don't you just, I mean, I love paper towels. I just want to say. No?
It's fine.
No?
Really? You love paper towels. I mean, that's... Well,
okay, I like them. I mean,
it's weird to have an opinion.
About paper towels?
If we want to talk about this. You can buy paper towels that have, like, the half sheet or the whole sheet.
That's a great step in the evolution.
Which of those do you like better?
I like the half sheet, because sometimes you don't need a whole sheet. Or maybe you want to take one and a half.
I almost always just end up taking two half sheets.
I never thought of that. Hey, you're using. They're giving it. You're using it. You know.
But that's waste. I mean, paper towels. I use paper towels. I'm not gonna lie. But shouldn't we be using reusable towels in this day and age?
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Is there any argument for using paper towels?
No, no, absolutely. I got you now. Yeah,
I mean, who can say, well, it's appropriate that I use these?
Well, homeless people probably are very appreciative for paper towels. They can probably pull them out of the trash.
That's a stereotype. That's a stereotype about homeless people.
But that they stuff
themselves. No, that they hate the environment. Why do you think they're homeless, Dan?
I didn't say they hated the environment.
That is what you implied.
I just said they
love paper towels because they want to destroy Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true.
They are Mother Nature. They're out in the street without any home or anything like that. They're faced with it every day.
Yeah, exactly. And you're disparaging them.
No, no, no. I'm giving them honor.
These people give up their homes. They stop owning so many belongings because they don't want to take up so much space in the world. These are progressive. They're having a protest with our consumerist culture and the culture that is trying to destroy the environment so there's no future on the planet.
Levi?
Everyone needs to thank a homeless person.
You got me. You've educated me today. You didn't even finish that.
No.
Because you won me over. You're right. I hate paper towels.
Wait, that's not what I'm saying.
No, I hate them. I say burn them all. We're going to the grocery store. I'm going to take all their paper towels. We're going to get, when we go in there and get that robot bitch or thing, get the manager. Our final act will be we're going to load up like 4 or 5 carts with just all the paper towel products, as many as we can fit. Take them out of the parking lot and burn them.
That,
in a protest.
I really appreciate the support that you're giving and your intent behind it. But do you understand if we burn all those paper towels, that also will be... Gone.
Protest, this is what we're gonna do with your paper towels if you make them.
No, that will also consume all those paper towels, pollute the air with smoke from the fire.
Oh yeah, because we probably have to take them out of the plastic wrap before we burn them.
Yeah.
If we did that, it'd be even more.
No, I think the smart thing to do here is to burn all the homeless people.
Really?
Yeah.
Burn all of them?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's what they truly want.
No, you're right about that.
Because they want to take up less space, and they're cold all the time.
Cold all the time. They probably even if their hands on fire for a little bit, they probably see the good side of it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. Okay, again.
I'm very compelling.
Okay, we won't burn paper towels. We'll just burn homeless people.
Deal.
But don't you think burning their clothes would
We'll take off their clothes.
Oh.
We'll take the homeless people. We'll strip them nude.
Hey.
We will... I don't know a lot about building a fire, but I know you need to have oxygen flow through, so we'll make sure that we have... Maybe we'll have somebody who... Like an engineer to...
We've got some clothespins, man, for our nose.
What do you mean?
What?
Engineers don't smell bad.
If you take the clothes off a homeless person, I'm not trying to
be
stereotypical, but...
Well, maybe we'll clean them with all the paper towels. So we'll get the homeless people, clean them with the paper towels, make sure they're good and tip-top shape. But then, they're going to look nice.
Yeah, but then we're going to have to give them a last meal, too. I can't just kill somebody and set them on fire. They'll give them, a last meal, some kind of...
No, that's true. That's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Just to feed that, however many. This is a couple dozen.
And who knows? That might be, the step that homeless person needs. They got a meal in their belly. They got inspiration. Maybe they'll move on to bigger things.
I got a compromise. We'll plant a tree.
All right.
This way we don't have to burn any homeless people. We don't have to waste any paper towels. We'll dig up a hole. We'll put a tree in it.
And we'll guard the tree because if anybody comes to get it, we have to protect the tree.
Right, exactly.
So we'll
set up a perimeter. Yeah. We'll build a fence. We'll do it shifts. Yeah. We'll do 12-hour shifts.
Yeah. We could actually probably get homeless people to be our guards and stuff like that.
Well, that's a great
idea.
We don't
have to be there all the time.
We can hire them for a quarter and a smile.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this. We're employing homeless people.
Exactly. And we're creating jobs.
Yeah.
And the tree can eventually be used to make more paper towels
to
clean more homeless people.
Yeah, and we can build a tree house for the homeless people to go hang out in, too, maybe when they want a break. It'll be a break room up there.
Yeah, absolutely, because of the labor laws.
Yeah.
We don't want to get sued.
Nope. Every 2 hours, you got to have a 10-minute break.
Exactly.
Yep.
And we will make sure they get a 401k plan. Yep. They can get stock in our tree.
Look at this. We're entrepreneurs, man.
Yes. I think this is going to take hold and change the homeless community.
Yes.
Change how people do business. More and more people are going to plant trees to help the homeless.
And more and more homeless people are going to just kind of start living in the trees. And we're going to have the Ewoks. Homeless
exactly.
Ewoks.
And nobody will use the term homeless anymore. They'll say, oh, is he a tree person?
Yeah. This is amazing. I think we've, how many years has this problem been around? I think we solved it.
Forever.
Yeah.
Since the first person who made a home made everyone else homeless.
Yeah. Or caveless back in the day.
That's a myth.
Oh, they didn't live in caves?
No.
I didn't know that. I thought that's how we became white. We stayed and crawled around on the belly of a cave.
Oh, and didn't get any sun. And...
Yeah, and then finally we emerged as barbarians, came out and started conquering in our savage nature.
That's absurd.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's probably
no. We were spray painted by God.
Again, you got me.
Well, it's
three times in one show.
It's just science.
It's a record. Yeah, it is definitely science.
I love science.
Yeah, he does a primer coat and a second coat.
You don't want to rust.
No, you don't want that white to come off.
No. Nobody does.
No.
Well, some people do.
Some people do. I probably would.
Why don't we take a quick break and then see if our guest is here? And do you want to
surprise
hit
suckers? Oh.
Welcome back to Trends.
Thank you for joining us one more.
I'm Levi.
I'm Dan.
And we are your Trends hosts. And you may notice my voice has changed just a little. I had a sip of water, and I'm just really excited. Jumpers told me our guest is here.
And... Hey, guys, I got to get those towels from you.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do with yours, Levi?
Well, I would...
Did you throw it away?
I put it in my bag.
Never in my life. Are you kidding me?
I thought they were like for keeping.
Are you kidding me? Do you know who this came from?
Seriously?
Yeah, you don't put that fucking shit in there, man. Are you kidding me?
Don't tell them.
I'm not going to tell them, but you're recording this shit, man. Just
I wanted
me
to bring it home.
Pass me the bag. Dan, give me
Can I just give you the towel? I don't want you to go through
I
my bag.
I can't see, man. This camera's in here. Dude.
I don't want you looking at my bag.
I don't
want
to look in your bag. Just have Dan look in your bag.
Dan, will you look in my bag and get the towels? Just don't be weird. There's a lot of peanut butter in there.
Everybody, act cool. Just act like Act like we're just having a... Everybody laugh.
Not looking in a bag is fun. Okay. So anyways, that was...
checkers?
Dan, shh, quiet.
What coconut in here?
Why are you even saying it? We're whispering.
Really? Us Magazine?
Yeah, I want to know. They're just like us.
And a Wikipedia entry printout of Thomas Edison. I thought I knew.
Did you know he invented the phone?
What the fuck? That's bullshit.
What?
You didn't invent the phone.
Yeah, Edison did.
Bullshit, you gotta
and the light bulb, and trains, and jacks.
Just give me that goddamn towel, motherfucker.
Dan, will you give him the towels?
I'm sorry, what are we talking about?
Dan.
Okay, I'm gonna shove it on my shirt. Look what your mom wants me to do. I don't like desecrating the towel like this.
Just take it normal.
Motherfuckers, okay, let's all just shake
Give me
hands.
Back my bag.
Shake hands. Oh, Dan, give me back his bag.
Hey, where are my checkers? You took my Chinese checkers.
How dare you?
Well, where are they? They're in your pocket. How dare you?
Pocket Chinese checkers. What do you want me to do?
Not put them in you guys have your space checkers.
What's wrong with you? If we have space checkers, you know there's no game more ultimate than the space checkers. Not even Chinese checkers.
Right. They're for me.
God damn it, motherfuckers. We're going to get caught.
No. Jumpers, just relax. Take the towels and go get our guest. We got to move forward.
Two towels. You won't give me one back.
Dan, did you steal a towel?
I put it in your bag.
All right. Do you want me to go through it?
Yeah, get it in your bag, motherfuckers. What is wrong with you two? I got to leave you with the same amount of towels I came in.
I have a game of operation in here. When did I bring that from?
Why do you need electricity for that shit?
Three balls of yarn. Dan, did you put something in my bag?
Yeah, I didn't have anywhere to put my yarn for later.
All right, here's the towel. Just be cool. Just take it.
Give me one of those things of yarn.
Do you want the green?
Okay, give me the green yarn. Yeah.
Okay, here you go. Just
no,
take it.
It's supposed to go to me, Dan. That's my green yarn. I was going to give it to you later. Shut the fuck up. Give me the green yarn.
Guys, can we just move on?
Let's all high five. Let's just do a triple five position.
We aren't covering for something.
Your guest is here, man.
Thanks, Jumpers.
You are welcome.
Sorry for that interlude where nothing happened, everyone.
No,
we
everything's cool, everybody. Your guest is here. I'll send him in a minute.
Okay. Thanks, Jumpers.
He's wearing... Oh, you'll see.
What?
Okay. This is a moment of excitement. I never knew I was going to step through that door.
I'm a little tense. And honestly...
Probably shouldn't have taken those towels away. That was a really calming effect.
I know, it helped me relax. But I don't need to work.
Here's your guest, motherfuckers.
Thanks, Jumpers. Jeez.
Yeah, we're sorry about his rudeness.
Yes, I apologize, sir. It's just...
Hello?
Hi, I'm...
Glad to meet you.
My name's Levi, and that's Dan, and welcome to our program, Trends.
Hi, I'm Dan. Is he told me? Thank you.
We were talking about towels, and we believe you have something to add to the...
I don't call them towels. I call them shrouds. That's their original name.
Shrouds?
Shrouds.
Okay.
It's from the Latin. You can...
Oh, yes.
Place it down to the Latin. It's something that shrouds your body, makes you...
Yeah, like a covering of cloth.
Yeah, we get it.
Hey, Dan, be cool, man. He's our guest. He's our guest.
Sure, we're all on the same page about
So you know about shrouds. Maybe you could introduce yourself. Well, I'm sorry, we don't...
Keith Bagave?
Keith Bagave?
Bagave?
Bagave.
Bagave?
I apologize.
Bagave. See if you spell it right. No, nobody spells it right.
Well...
B-A-G-A-V-E-H. Bagave?
Oh, okay. That Bagave? Now I got it. Okay. Got it. Yes, wow. Jesus. It made Bagave. A big difference.
Bagave. You don't so much. No.
It's okay.
Bagave.
Dan.
No, stop now, please.
Sorry. It's a cultural difference.
I understand.
So, Mr. Bagave, you are a... You make shrouds?
One day, maybe. I hope to make a shroud. That would be wonderful. But I collect shrouds. I'm a shroud collector.
Sure.
I have the biggest collection of shrouds in the world.
I've never heard of anyone collecting shrouds.
But you haven't heard of a lot of things. It shouldn't be so surprising.
That's true.
Think of anything. Think of miniature ladybug magnets. There is somebody that collects those.
My uncle collects miniature ladybug magnets.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Dan, did I not tell you about that?
No.
Yeah, my uncle Ron, he collects mini ladybug magnets.
Because I collect mini scarab magnets.
You do?
Yeah, maybe you'd like to see those.
I think
scarab is more regal than the ladybug.
You should not talk to my uncle Ron, because he hates scarab. Hey, we're talking here, sir, just for a moment.
Yeah, do you mind?
I'm sorry, but he hates scarabs. He thinks they are a ladybug wannabe, I think he called it.
Really?
Hey, it's not me. I'm with you. I like a scarab. I love Egypt.
I need your uncle's address.
I don't think so.
No, I'm going to.
I don't think so. He lives in Golden Valley.
I'm not going to visit him. I just want to write him a letter.
No.
Yeah.
We'll talk off. Let's talk off air. Mr. Bagave, sorry for that.
Bagave, yes.
Sorry for that.
Well,
so you are the number one collector of shrouds in the country, did you say? Or the world? What was that?
As far as I know, I have the most extensive collection. If that makes me number one, then so be it. I am number one.
Okay.
In the shroud collecting community.
Well, I guess, let me think. The only shroud I think I've ever heard of is the Shroud of Turin, the one that Jesus Christ supposedly wiped his face on.
No.
You don't have the Shroud of Turin.
Stop it!
Why are you getting angry with me?
That's
a pretty famous...
That is the most well-known shroud. That's like...
Yeah, that's the shroud everyone knows
about. Stop it! Stop saying that word!
Shroud?
No, you can say that. I thought you were going to say Turin. God damn it!
That's in Italy. Turin, Italy is a place, and that's where it's supposedly...
Supposedly Christ was there, right?
Well, he...
Rubbed his face?
His face... He wiped out his face when he was being brought to his crucifixion.
Yes.
And it left
this image. It's its only science. I'm very well familiar with it.
It's pretty famous. They've done a lot of evaluations of it. You know, obviously, nobody really knows. You know,
I've seen it.
You've seen the Shroud of Turin? That's amazing.
Fake!
You mean it's not a really...
What do you think fake means?
Well, it's not real?
Yes, it's fake!
So you're saying it's not really the face of Jesus on it?
No! It's the face of no one!
Oh,
he's shaking.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can talk about different... What are the other shrouds? Because I just honestly don't know about any other shrouds.
Excuse me.
Yeah, just take a breath. Maybe we've got a cup of hot tea there for you, ready to if you want some.
Thank you. I don't drink it all.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Dan.
It's not a fucking punch bowl.
Be cool. Jesus, Dan.
Okay.
Yeah.
One finds a shroud. You know, it fattens upon one. One cannot really search for it. You know, I guess you can once it comes up in the news, but you have to kind of wait. You sometimes hear of, you know, a lady wiping her face somewhere and then her image is left on the towel.
Oh, so your shrouds all have a face on them?
Yes, absolutely.
And because
some,
the shroud is
I have
a...
some that don't. Okay. I have some very famous people wore. I have the shroud that George Carlin wore.
Oh, the shroud of George Carlin. Interesting. I didn't even know that.
He liked to sit in the, what you say, the steam. And he preferred a shroud, as any man of woman of good taste would, over a towel. in
King. Oh, okay. Okay.
I also have the Shroud of Christopher Reeves.
The Shroud of Christopher Reeves?
Yes, it was taken. They rubbed his face after he fell off the horse.
Oh.
And that was the image that was left there.
It's, yeah, that was when he was paralyzed.
I don't know. I don't know what happened to him. I just heard these. All I care about is the town and Superman's face is on it.
That's, yeah. I mean, George Reeves is always Superman to me.
I have one of him, too.
You do?
Yes, but when he wiped his face, Wonder Woman appeared on the thing.
That's bizarre.
It is bizarre. That's why I have it.
Doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense, but how does leaving an image on a town make sense? It happens, but there it is. It's a miracle.
So how do you display your collection of shrouds? What do you...
Well, you have to come over to my house.
I can't come over right now.
No, but when you do, I have
Do you have like a gallery or...
Yes, in my basement. My basement is basically, I transformed it into a gallery so I can show all my famous shots. And they will be kept in the right humidity, the right temperature, the right lighting. And they can be seen the best way that they can be seen. All you need to do is, I have a website. It's Kit Bagave. Bagave, theman.com. And if you can make an appointment and come see Esrad at any time.
Okay.
Preferably late at night. And if you do come, bring a bottle of wine. If you're a woman, bring about 2 bottles of wine.
Well, it sounds like you're just looking for dates.
No. We show people these shrouds. And I have some music playing, some lighting, and just some general atmosphere. And
okay.
We may dance in between looking at one shroud and dance between one.
You don't need to dance there. So, So you mentioned George Carlin and yes. Christopher Reeves.
Is he on George Reeves?
George Reeves. Who... Are there? Is that it? You just have 3 shrouds?
Tammy Wynette, she has a shroud. I have a shroud of Dolly Parton.
Okay. So they're all kind of pop star people?
Oh, no. I have a shroud of Miss Thomas Edison right here.
Hey, I just was reading about Thomas Edison.
He's a fake!
Wait, the shroud's a fake? Or?
No! Thomas Edison, don't say his name!
Okay, well, but you said his name. You brought
it. When did I say his name?
You just said you have the shroud of...
God damn it, you're right! God! Don't hit yourself.
Hey, why are you beating yourself up?
Sir, stop it. Don't you touch my hand. Don't.
Sir.
It's okay. It's
please,
okay, sir.
Please.
Sorry. Shrouds are so beautiful, though.
Okay. Well, let's move past the great invent. Do you have shrouds of any other inventors?
Yes. Tesla.
You have a Tesla shroud?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And I also have a shroud of Booker T. Washington.
Booker T. Washington?
Yes. And Marcus Garvey.
Oh, wow. Some important African-American historical
figures. Shaka Zulu, that's the prize of my collection.
Shaka Zulu?
I want a Shaka Zulu, yes.
What does that look like?
I like Shaka Zulu.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm just... This is all very confusing. I don't fully understand.
Somebody wipes their face, their image is printed on the shroud.
And that's...
Now what's the... Oh, God damn it!
Sir.
Why? Sir, just calm down.
Please,
it's okay.
You don't have to get so angry.
Wow, his fingernails are biting into his hands so much he's bleeding. Sir,
okay.
I really suggest...
Sir, just take a deep breath.
Let me have a shroud that I can wipe this off with.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit. Do you have another towel in your pocket, Dan? Yeah, get one here.
I still want to chop this with
a bucket. Dan has a... You can use this.
Use the shroud.
It's a shroud. It's not a towel. It's a shroud. So...
Why does this smell like mashed potatoes?
That's just how it smells.
I was laying next... Levi's got some mashed potatoes in his
Yeah, bag. We were going to eat mashed potatoes. Just go ahead and calm yourself with a...
Thank you.
Well, your face left a mark on it.
What? I made a shroud?
Yeah,
what?
You...
No, that's probably just the blood. No,
that's
no,
your...
I think that's
you. Left a mark of your face.
Let's hold it up.
Yeah, you can hold it up to the light and you can see clearly
it
that's...
Is, it's like a mirror.
That's your face.
It's the most... Beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Your face smells like mashed potatoes
what does
now.
What look like? I look beautiful.
Oh, you're hugging... He's hugging the towel. Weeping. Oh, yikes. Sir.
Jesus, man. Compose yourself.
Sir.
Sorry.
Thank
you. This is the most beautiful day I think I've ever known.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry that I screamed and yelled at you all. I'm sorry.
You just screamed at yourself, mostly.
Sorry that I screamed about Thomas.
Don't stop, sir. Sir.
I'm sorry that I screamed about him.
Sir.
Yeah, sir. You gotta calm down.
Sir. Please. Just relax.
I am Stabby Stab. Feel calm for the first time.
Okay.
Ever. This Bagave feels whole.
Well, I guess I'm glad we could help.
Yeah,
you're... I don't know that anyone's interested in your basement museum sex shop.
There are people. There are people. There are women.
Sir, beautiful women cry,
love shrouds. They love draping things around their waists and their naked bare breasts.
What? Sir?
It's a known fact. It's science.
I think you just have a basement where you're luring women. And it's, just to be frank, this doesn't sound like much of a lure.
It's
just
a basement.
Dirty it's rags.
And gallery.
You're just talking about getting women topless and playing music, and that's not...
That's a traditional way of viewing the shroud. If you go back in history, that's how they did it in Egyptian times.
I don't think there's any proof of that, sir. I'm going on a limb here, but I doubt there's any documentation or... Well, you have a book describing the proper shroud view. Did you write this yourself?
Yes, that's my life's work.
So you wrote a book about how to look at shrouds.
Yes, it's 3,200 pages.
That's a lot of book.
Because it's a lot of pictures.
Oh, is it just pictures of your shrouds?
Yep, just...
There's a lot of pictures of just your face in this.
I have to add a new... Excuse me?
This is just... There's a bunch of pictures of your face. Is this your face looking at shrouds?
Yes. One can only.
This is how to look at a shroud, I see.
You have to study your form, your figure. It's like drinking a fine wine, you know. You don't just slug it down your throat. You don't wash it about. You do certain things. You have to look at the shroud a certain way, in a certain light, at a certain squint.
So, will you have the shroud of your face that you just made?
Yes, thank you.
How would we look at it? What are some ways we should look at it?
You're right. You are both. Technique is barbaric.
Well, we don't know.
Please quit looking at my shroud.
Well, okay, you don't have to hide it.
I'm just like, no, stop it. Do not look at this any longer. I am rolling this up. It's the proper fashion to roll this up.
Okay, he's just bunching it into a ball.
I need to open the book to the page.
Oh, he's getting the... Wait, you're looking up how to roll it up?
Never mind. Okay, I'm rolling it.
Oh, it's a triangle.
Now it's an octagon. Fair enough. Yes. Okay. All right. Do not look upon this anymore.
Oh, all right. Do you have any other questions, Dan? I'm kind of afraid to elicit any other response.
Gentlemen, I think I shall go. I'm too excited about this shroud. I want to get home and get it in the proper light.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for Sir Lancelot for having me on.
Okay. Thanks for coming by. Please take your book.
No, you can keep it. Well, I have another copy.
Okay. Yes.
Hey, get your fucking hands out of the tea bowl.
What are you...
You go off with me. Bye.
You just took a bunch of tea.
Yeah, it's the whole bowl.
Huh. Well, that was Keith Bagave.
Bagave.
Wait, now you're correcting me?
Well, I don't know. It's just fun to say.
Oh, okay.
I was saying it wrong before.
So I'm going to say that guy was weird.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I don't even know if a shroud is a towel.
Yeah, I guess... Yeah, we're never going to find out. I mean...
Well, we can read this... Want to read this book with me?
Sure.
It'll take a... We'll probably read it until next week when we... Do another episode.
Sure, a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jobbers. Did that guy leave?
Yeah, and I got... You see what I got right here? I got the fucking tea bowl, man.
You got the bowl back.
You think he's going to walk out of here with the tea bowl?
No, I mean, but he did...
This is like fine crystal. You think I'm going to let him walk out this motherfucker with that?
He did take a towel.
What?
He took a towel.
What do you mean he took a towel?
He...
What the fuck did he get a towel?
He got emotional and we just found one. We just found it.
Yes, Dan, you took another towel.
No, it wasn't. We just found it.
You took the mashed potato towel, didn't you?
No, we just found it.
Oh, I didn't take it.
Dan.
Well, look, just be honest.
We found it.
Oh, you found it like I dropped it?
I took it. It was me.
Ashamed of you.
You should be ashamed of me. I'm ashamed of myself.
No, ashamed of Dan, because I bet he took it for
real. No. No. No.
God, how cool about this, man.
Okay, I won't say anything.
Motherfuckers, I gotta go get the towel off this guy. You don't understand.
I'll buy new towels.
You don't know. You guys put me in a real pickle here with...
I'm sorry, Jumpers.
That's a lot, man.
Look, Jumpers, we'll come help you. We gotta wrap up the show anyways.
Need your help, because all you're gonna do is take more things, man.
Sorry.
Act cool, everybody, act cool. Act like we're, I don't know, dancing or something.
I'm
not dancing.
I'm dancing. Come on, Dan. Don't be nervous.
The robot. Christ,
it's only dance, I know.
And it's not the moonwalk. I keep telling you, Dan, that's not the moonwalk.
Yeah, come on, Dan. That's not the moonwalk. Do the Billie Jean dance where you're jumping on different lit up parts of the sidewalk.
Well, I gotta go outside for that.
Okay, let's go.
Marcus. Oh, we're gonna go outside and watch the Billie Jean dance now?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, I swear to God, one of these days. All right.
All right.
Come out here, all right?
Let's go. Oh, you've been listening to Trends?
Trends. We're gonna go. This is gonna be awesome. I'm gonna light up the sidewalk.
Yeah, as always, don't forget to buy your mother a blouse. And yeah, Dan, what's your sign off?
Please. Yeah, play cards every day. Oh, wait. I'm the one that's supposed to do this, right?
Oh, yeah. Jumpers, take us out.
Yeah? I'm gonna snap it with this towel.